A selection of short stories by John Buchan, read by Ian Cuthbertson. The Loathly Opposite. Burminster had been to a Guildhall dinner the night before, which had been attended by many, to him, unfamiliar celebrities. He had seen for the first time in the flesh people whom he had long known by reputation, and he declared that in every case the picture he formed of them had been cruelly shattered. An eminent poet, he said, had looked like a starting-price bookmaker, and a financier of worldwide fame had been exactly like the music master at his preparatory school. Wherefore, Burminster made the profound deduction that things were never what they seemed. "That's only because you've a feeble imagination," said Sandy Arbuthnot. "If you'd really understood Timpson's poetry, you'd have realised that it went with close-cropped red hair and a fat body. And you should have known that McIntyre, this was the financier, had the music and metaphysics type of mind. That's why he puzzled the city so. If you understand a man's work well enough, you can guess pretty accurately what he'll look like. I don't mean the colour of his eyes and his hair, but the general atmosphere of him." It was Sandy's agreeable habit to fling an occasional paradox at the table with a view of starting an argument. This time he stirred up Pew, who had come to the War Office from the Indian Staff Corps. Pew had been a great figure in Secret Service work in the East, but he did not look the part, for he had the air of a polo-playing cavalry subaltern. The skin was stretched as tight over his cheekbones as over the knuckles of a clenched fist, and was so dark that it had the appearance of beaten bronze. He had black hair, rather beady black eyes, and the hooky nose which in the Celt often goes without colouring. He was himself a very good refutation of Sandy's theory.